USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will travel to California's Central Coast Thursday to visit areas that have been getting much-needed rains from years of drought, maybe too much rain. The White House said in a statement Monday that the president would visit with first responders and state and local officials, survey recovery efforts, and assess what additional federal support is needed. Albuquerque police reported Monday they have arrested Solomon Pena, a Republican candidate in the last state house election, in connection with recent shootings at the offices and homes of elected Democrat officials. Albuquerque Police Department Chief Harold Medina.
I want to thank our partners at the FBI. I want to thank New Mexico State Police.
Medina says Pena is accused of conspiring with and paying four other men to shoot at the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators. China's economy grew at one of the slowest rates in decades last year as lockdowns harmed households and businesses. China's economy expanded only 3% in 2022, the National Bureau of Statistics reported Tuesday. The Cowboy State is bucking the electric vehicle push.
Six state lawmakers want to end the electric vehicle sales in Wyoming by 2035. The measure they've presented says the move will help safeguard the oil and gas industry, which employs thousands of Wyomingites. And it warns electric vehicles will hinder Wyoming's ability to trade with other states. The bill also states that citizens and industries would be encouraged not to purchase electric vehicles before the ban goes into effect. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The World Economic Forum, the annual meeting of political and business leaders, kicked off its regular winter meeting after a two-year hiatus during the pandemic. The event, hosted by the Swiss mountain town of Davos, convenes under the darkest economic and geographical picture in years. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will be in Zurich, Switzerland on Wednesday to meet with her counterpart, China's Vice Premier Liu He. It's her first face-to-face meeting with the Vice Premier as she's making a detour on her way to talks in Africa. Washington and Beijing continue to argue over trade, human rights, and the autonomy of Taiwan. The body of a man who's reported missing after Hurricane Ian hit Florida's Gulf Coast last year has been recovered from a sunken sailboat. The boat was recovered Friday afternoon in the Matanzas Pass area of Fort Myers Beach. The Lee County Sheriff's Office said 72-year-old James Denny Hurst was last known to be aboard the sailboat Good Girl as the Category 4 storm hit the region in late September. There was a close call for air travelers at JFK Airport.
It all began when a departing Delta flight taking off from a runway was forced to stop midway because of an American Airlines plane crossing that same runway.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff plans.
Rejecting.
Brian Healy was one of the passengers on that Delta plane.
The whole incident took about 5 seconds at most. There was I used the word scream earlier. I would say more like a gasp. There was an audible reaction when the brakes first activated.
Delta called the incident a successful aborted takeoff procedure and said a full review is underway. I'm John Schaefer.
Quarterback Tom Brady is out of the playoffs this year. Dallas beat Tampa Bay last night, 31-14. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.